This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Today is the 107th birthday of renowned economist Milton Friedman, who many call the greatest economist of the last 100 years. He pioneered the role and relationship of money supply and economic growth, but most people came to know him through his best-selling books, Capitalism and Freedom, and the incredibly popular Free to Choose, co-authored with his wife Rose. I guess the titles alone give a hint as to why he continues to be unpopular with big government socialists. And by the way, if you like a little entertainment, I suggest you YouTube Milton Friedman being interviewed by Phil Donahue or see him in action on any college campus. He exposes the superficiality and the impracticality of big government doctrines. In fact, go to moneytalks.net. I'm going to put up one of those clips. But Friedman's real crime for the left is his emphasis on the power of the individual rather than the state, as exemplified in his statement in quotes, "The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from grinding poverty, the only cases in recorded history are where they've had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worst off, it's exactly in the kinds of society that depart from that." You know, what's incredible is that his work is as relevant today as it was 30, 40 plus years ago when he introduced it. Take, for example, his statement, "Nobody spends somebody else's money as carefully as he spends his own." Well, just check out any Auditor General's report for proof of that. And one more in quotes, "Many well-meaning people favor legal minimum wage rates in the mistaken belief they help the poor. These people confuse wage rates with wage income. It's always been a mystery to me why a youngster is better off unemployed at $15 an hour than employed at $10. The rise in the legal minimum wage rate is a monument to the power of superficial thinking. And finally, a word to the plethora of virtue-signaling politicians and their acolytes. He says, "One of the great mistakes is to judge policies and programs by their intentions rather than their results." Check out Milton Friedman. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.